Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
We are really looking at new opportunities that might exist for South Africa's youth, specifically when it comes to software development and technology being the enabler of job creation, skills development, and of course, creating opportunities for entrepreneurs to also thrive within this environment. To help us unpack this further, we're joined by the CEO of Hyperion Development, which essentially says that the fourth industrial revolution has resulted in an influx of digital job opportunities. How do we tap into those? The CEO of Hyperion Development, or Hyperion Dev, Riaz Mulla, joins us now on the line. Riaz, thank you so much for your time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, Riaz. I guess you're quite right. When we take a look at the environment that we're in, everybody's quite clear that digital, digital, digital. The pandemic has just, I guess, been a catalyst to the quick succession and implementation of digital strategies. But what impact has this had on digital skills in South Africa specifically?
Well, I think the pandemic is actually the most disruptive thing to ever happen to the education industry. If you think about it, banks and financial services had the financial crisis in 2008. The wider tech ecosystem had the dot-com bubble in 2000. But for schools and universities, the pandemic is the first time they've had to maybe close their doors or shut their campuses down, perhaps in 100 or 200 or 300 years. And so I think it's less about the impact on digital skills and more about the impact on how people study and how people learn and how the digital medium of learning has become something that traditional education institutions have been forced to embrace in a very short time.
And that is something that we've been forced to embrace, as you say, and some markets have gotten it better than others, right? We're well aware of the inequalities we see in South Africa, but what has that meant as well, I guess, in terms of the adoption of digital skills and digital solutions in this local market?
Well, there's a flip side to everything, right? The fact that people can study online, for example, actually makes education accessible in some ways. I mean, you probably find using the banking app on your phone a lot more accessible than going into a branch to do some banking, you know, if it's a good app. And in South Africa, we know we have such a huge shortage of education and such an inequality that's caused by education. Why is it that we haven't made education more accessible by technology? It is actually through the hesitancy of traditional institutions to play in that space and to offer fully online qualifications or courses. But that's changing quickly. You know, with Hyperion Dev, we've just recently announced a partnership with the University of South Africa, the largest university in South Africa, where we'll be launching a course with them, a fully online course in computer science that anybody can sign up for and take.
Tell us more. I'm intrigued because this essentially means it's a great opportunity to upskill, empower, and employ more South Africans.
Of course. I mean, you know, one in three students who go to university in South Africa study at UNISA, and even though they're a remote learning institution, they've been overwhelmed even before the pandemic by demand from students. Now, after the pandemic, are even more excited to find new ways to scale distance learning, and you know, online boot camps are a new format of learning that Hyperion Dev has specialized in. And, you know, there's just a very natural partnership we struck up with them to co-design and co-launch a computer science boot camp. So that's a 6-month part-time or 3-month full-time fully online program. It's in our format of coding boot camps, which we've successfully delivered in South Africa for the last 10 years. Mm. And, you know, it's really exciting for us as Hyperion Dev, the largest provider of tech education in the country, to team up with the largest university to do something good together.
I'm keen to unpack more about this, Riaz, because so often we hear that South Africa lacks digital skills. We don't have enough people studying the STEAM subjects, science, technology, of course, mathematics, to assist in the adoption of digital skills. How have you, I guess, managed that those shortfalls in the market? And do we actually see that there are not enough South Africans who are studying the right subjects to be able to play in this market?
Well, look, science is a huge field. What I can talk about is coding, software development, web development, data science. I was actually looking at the statistics this morning. It seems like there's only about 3,000 students in the whole country who completed a computer science undergraduate degree in a year in 2019. And I think in 2020, it'll be even smaller than that, just, you know, 2,800 or so. I mean, that's fewer than the number of students that graduate from our programs. And there's such a huge demand for software developers in the market. You know, software developers in South Africa are actually the second highest paid in the world relative to living expenses. So it is a very lucrative career to have in South Africa, especially. But the access to that, I mean, 3,000 people out of a population of over 50 million is insanely competitive or selective or, you know, it's just too small for how much demand there is in South Africa and around the world for developers. And so, you know, we're really excited to give people the opportunity also to access those career paths by not having to study for, say, 4 years, by having the recognized brand of UNISA and Hyperion Dev and getting a kickstart into that. And, you know, we see it, the outcomes from our programs are really great. You know, on average, a graduate for getting a new job in tech within 6 months of graduating, they're seeing a salary uplift that basically pays off the fees that they've paid us for their courses in about 6 months. So it's a course you get a real kind of return from very quickly. Yeah. And I think when we talk about digital skills, we need to talk more about software skills, coding skills. We need to talk, I think, less, to be honest, about STEM. Because mathematics, science, engineering, it's really important. But the future is really software engineering, coding. And you don't need to be a mathematician to do that. You don't need to know that. You don't even need a degree to be a software developer.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because for a lot of people who might be millennials and the latter part, middle of their careers, they might feel frustrated that, oh my word, I'm not a hip and happening Gen Z who is in their early 20s who can capitalize on this opportunity. But give us some insight as to the age groups that you might be upskilling and how coding might be flexible enough for all age groups to actually participate in.
Okay, anybody can become a software developer. We have students as young as 16, students as old as 70 taking our courses, and you know, there's nothing magical about it per se. You know, anybody can learn to write, anybody can learn to read. So why can't anybody learn to write and read code, which is what a software developer is? There's also perhaps a mistaken belief, as I mentioned before, that you need to be some kind of mathematical genius or you need to be some kind of super smart, super intelligent person.
Right?
But it's not true at all. I mean, I can tell you some really dumb software developers I know, but I probably shouldn't talk about that. But look, the field has moved on. There are every single company needs developers these days, and there are millions of positions out there for developers. And, you know, we've seen Uber drivers take our courses, become developers, waitresses, people who have a computer science degree who couldn't get a job taking our programs to get a developer job. So, you know, it's a very wide variety of people, and it's open to anybody. And every single day, it becomes easier to become a developer in some way, because the programming languages get easier to use. So the languages get easier to write and learn and work with, but you still need to get those core skills to get an interview and to get a job.
So we need to make sure that we actually get people involved, actively involved, and as time goes on, they get better agile in terms of these operations. I guess your parting words of advice, Riaz, for someone who might be listening and thinking, whoa, I always thought coding was so overwhelming and I was uncertain that I needed to have the necessary science and technology background. But what are your parting words and parting shots to youth who are listening and who might be keen to study software development?
Well, look, I'd say it's not too late. There's always a chance to make a career change, do something different, do something that's maybe more rewarding. And, you know, if you've ever even wanted to study part-time to UNISA and you struggle to get in, you know, you can get the best of both worlds with us. And I knew Hyperion Dev UNISA Computer Science Bootcamp. So just Google us, sign up, learn about it. And even if you don't want to study through us, there are many ways to become a developer. And I'd encourage everybody to not see it as some kind of unattainable thing whatsoever.
As you said, and I think if that doesn't convince us enough, the fact that you said software developers are the second highest paid in the world, South African based specifically, I think that might get more than enough attention, Riaz, in terms of payment outcomes that one might be able to expect. But of course, all of it is based on the kind of company you work for, the kind of expertise you have, how good and effective you are at your job, which actually will translate into better remuneration outcomes. Riaz, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. That's Riaz Mulla, CEO at Hyperion Dev. That's a company that has been supporting a number of South African students to become software developers. A great opportunity that has opened up. And given that we are in the fourth industrial revolution, the pandemic has exacerbated need for more digital skills. This is certainly a skill for many people, entrepreneurs, youth, and even older alike, to develop and participate in, at least to grasp the basic concepts.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.